KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report. Breaking news from the White House today over a scenic and rugged section of southeastern Utah. President Obama today declared a new national monument that covers 1.3 million acres in San Juan County. Gavin Noy is president of Utah Dene Bekea, which has pushed for this new monument. He's joining us live now on the KSL Newsline. Gavin, we thank you for being here. You're certainly pleased with developments this afternoon.
Thank you for having me on the show. And yes, it's a good day for finally seeing protection for the Bears Ears National Monument.
The pushback that we've been hearing from many of Utah's members of the congressional delegation and Senator Mike Lee is that the state of Utah is a fine steward for state lands, and this might have been completely unnecessary. How do you respond?
Well, I've had the honor of working with a lot of the San Juan County Native American residents who make up the majority of the county for the past, I've been working with them for the past 7 years, and they have tried everything in their power to get this area protected and to try to have a voice and a vision of the future of San Juan County, and they just haven't gotten anywhere with the Utah congressional delegation.
One member of that delegation, Congressman Jason Chaffetz, has been using the hashtag Midnight Monument for the way this has been done. President Obama, while on vacation in Hawaii, issued a statement through the White House, simply posted to whitehouse.gov, announcing the new monument this afternoon during Christmas week. Do you think that perhaps that he was issuing a rebuke to Utah's politicians with the way this was handled?
I don't. The way this was handled, and I think the way President Obama had hoped it would move forward, was he gave the congressional delegation every opportunity to get this done through Congress with full involvement of all the counties through the Public Lands Initiative. And what Congressman Bishop and Congressman Chaffetz came up with over the summer was not satisfactory to any of the tribes that were involved in the negotiations, and it was even rejected by most of the county commissioners and the right-wing folks that that were trying to implement their vision for the area. So I think that any true attempt at trying to find a compromise legislation that would have protected the area, we really didn't see the leadership come together to make that happen.